Dr. Cass Ingram. He's the author of The Miracle of Wild Oregano and The Respiratory Solution, and that's what we're here to talk about today. Hi, Dr. Ingram.
Hello. It's great to be here.
Glad that you're here. And where are you calling from?
From Chicago, where, you know, there's no strangers to respiratory and stuffy nose and sinus and bronchial and pneumonia and sore throat and all that nonsense. Yep.
Well, we are familiar with all of that stuff here in Central Oregon, where we've got snow all over the place right now. This is very interesting. What do we need to do in these cold temperatures?
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what are you doing breathing through the mouth? All that does is wreck the humidifying process and the respiratory process. Air doesn't go through the esophagus. You need to breathe through your nose.
Yeah.
To condition the air. Even if you're stuffy, you just figure out a way to get it in somehow. And the mouth breathers get more colds and flu than nose breathers. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I mean, I am guilty of it myself. I catch myself breathing through my mouth, trying to work out. And that's especially the place that you want to keep your mouth closed, right?
Right. Well, you see, those germs go right into the gut, and that's not good either. At least there's a filtering system in the other system. And we don't like odors, so a lot of us end up mouth breathing. But here's the second disaster, and that's sleeping on the stomach.
No kidding.
Yes, you couldn't get a worse situation than that. That jams everything up when you sleep on your stomach. Lungs are being pressed against your spine.
So if we can't sleep on our stomach, what is the best side to sleep on?
Well, to get the diaphragm to move freely, on the right or the left, but the right's better, because then the heart won't get compressed. If you sleep on your left side, the heart gets compressed against the rib cage, and you need that too. So you live longer if you just sleep on your right side. And before you go to bed, I talk about this in the respiratory solution. You take 6 deep breaths, hold to the count of 6, exhale to the count of 6. If we just did that, we'd get a little oxygen into the skull, we'd worry less, we'd feel better, and we'd sleep better. We just have to do it as a routine. Now, if you don't listen to what I say, I'm going to tie a tennis ball in a nylon. I'm going to tie that around your belly. Every time you turn over, you're going to remember me.
All right, Dr. Ingram, what about when I have a sinus or bronchial congestion, maybe laryngitis, sore throat, pneumonia, flu, that kind of stuff?
Your top cannon is the oil of oregano. Yeah, you got to get the oil of oregano. We have to get you on that P73. That's the top high-quality, dependable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that from the health store, 2 or 3 drops under the tongue twice a day.
Wow.
Absolute will help you. You will never get this monkey business again in your business if you take that regularly.
So that's kind of one way to naturally kind of immunize ourselves,
yes,
if you want to say.
In addition to what I was saying,
yeah,
the kingpin of herbs.
Okay.
Now, that what we know is that oil of oregano purges viruses and fungus and molds and bacteria, especially from the respiratory tract.
All right. That sounds good. Now, so all of those together, and the main thing is shut your mouth and breathe through your nose. I mean, we're outside shoveling snow, and, you know, we're trying to work out in the gym, and everybody's trying to do their best to keep from catching all of these things and these bugs floating around. But closing our mouth and breathing through the nose is...
Yeah, it would help a lot. And make sure you open up the window real wide in your bedroom and put an extra cover on and get some air, not a thin opening. Open it all the way up.
Well, it's going to be pretty frosty, but I guess...
So what? What you do, I'll do it. In Germany, they make sure every toilet, they open the window.
Okay.
All winter long.
Oh, okay.
You see, they know that the germs get you. So if you're cooped up and you're sick, there's a reason.
Okay, Dr. Ingram, where can we get your books and learn more on how to better take care of ourselves?
It's called The Respiratory Solution. It's all in there, the brand new edition, not the old edition, the new edition.
The new, latest, greatest.
1-866-626. It's Italian anyway, that oregano. 5-888-866-626. 5-888, The Respiratory Solution, The Miracle of Wild Oregano. If they buy both books, I eat the postage. Just the cost of the books.
Super nice. Dr. Ingram, thank you so much for all the great advice. We appreciate you taking a little bit of time to hang out with us this morning.
Yeah, you take care of yourself.